Back on Downtown and time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Time for us to make our weekly check-in with Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, thank you. Boy, this great September weather continues. High schools, well, heck, none of us could have asked for anything better than this.
Oh, love going out to the games and, don't have to wear a jacket or a sweatshirt. And it's just beautiful. A little cooler now this weekend, but overall it's been great.
Absolutely, and able to get in all kinds of games and some great action. Before we talk about what's coming up, let's go back to last week, and certainly one of the highlights, Eastern Maine Sports was there, a terrific performance in a big showdown game by the Orono Red Riots.
Yeah, I think that proves a lot, like in eight-man game, that it really doesn't matter the size of the school. Orono's got the athletes that can compete with absolutely anybody at that level, and Jack Brewer, I think I mentioned him last week too, but he's as good of a quarterback as you see at any level. People got to go see the games. his passes pinpoint and is just solid. And plus, when you get a receiver like Will Francis out there too, that helps quite a bit. But he's got other weapons too, and just an explosive offense and a great showing there last Friday night.
Boy, just watching the highlights that you guys posted, I mean, he can throw the deep ball, but he's got a nice touch, too. I think he had a 67-yard touchdown, just a little toss out in the flats, but it was thrown perfectly. He could see the open man, and the young man scampered for 67 yards.
Yeah, and it's incredible. And honestly, Rich, I think he should be consideration for the 50 at the end of this year. Last year, and he hasn't thrown an interception yet this year either. Probably just jinxed him. But he threw 40 touchdowns, zero interceptions. I don't care what level you're playing at. That is absolutely incredible. And I know week one he almost had an interception against Dexter, but he got away with one. But he just pinpoint control is unbelievable.
Who else had an impressive performance last week, Mark?
Well, I was actually at Madomic Valley in Nokomis on Saturday afternoon, and Madomic Valley has some young players, and they're very impressive. They had a tough game week one, a close loss to Herman, but then they got that big win over Nokomis. They're going to be a team to watch. As Herman, a team I mentioned, I think they're the favorite in Class C, this year, and I think they've had a couple close ones. They got another tough one this week coming up against Hampton.
What else are a couple of the highlights of this week's schedule?
Well, I think Foxcroft and Winslow on Saturday afternoon, that could be interesting. Foxcroft won big last time they played them last year, but definitely different teams. Winslow's improved. Foxcroft lost 14 seniors off that regional championship team, so that could be a good one. Bangor and Lewiston could be good this weekend, and there's a few of them right there. Nokomis got in to play on Saturday as well. So a few of the good ones are coming up this weekend.
All right. Keep your eyes on Eastern Maine Sports for all the scores, highlights, game news. It's all there, not just high school, but college and more. Mark, we appreciate you making time for us. As always, have a great weekend, and we'll visit with you again next Friday afternoon.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports, our high school report brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor, and by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.